out at one of
that's
the
right.
hotels.
That's right.
And you have
I was there. That,
were you
that
out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you,
and
how
the great
you
boots that you wore.
It was terrific.
Sitting in whatever hotel with water up to here.
And yes, at the gritty.
And the gritty. That's
and,
right.
And also the water has been, I don't think that time, it has been high enough that the boots aren't enough. You know,
oh.
You can get the water in the boots, which is not at all.
But Shirley went to the gritty, and there were the cobs.
That's
and there was the hotel. There
them.
Were the people at the gritty, up all the oriental rugs floating around.
Floating around in the water.
In the water, and Shirley was ushered into a special suite where
oh,
you changed your stockings.
They let me change my shoes and stockings.
That's right. Yep.
Hmm.
What was it like, Shirley, with all the water around?
You mean in Venice itself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I must say, I wouldn't have cared to be a resident looking at all this, but it was quite an adventure for me. I'd been there before with a glass of water, but not that much. That was a lot. Mm.
That was a lot. But then it goes out.
When was that? What year was that, do you think?
That was 3 years ago.
Yes.
2006, yeah. But then all of a sudden the water goes. And Ferragamo's and Cartier and Chanel, who have been slopping everything up, suddenly turn around, no more water, and there they are, standing there, selling their $7,000 pocketbooks, and as if nothing has ever happened.
They'll be doing that to the end of the world?
I hope so.
When they're ringing down the curtain on all of us, they'll still be doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm not toasting anything about ringing down the curtain.
Your Torcello is owned by a famous hotel.
The Inn is owned by
the inn,
a guy called Bonifacio Brass, who is